Whoa! Hey there, gentlemen. Psyche Soap's back with one of these ruminations. And in this one, it's about coming face to face with that "who hurt you" smear. This is a classic from the gynocrats. They love doing this shit, and yet still acknowledging their nefarious part in this world. And my mother hurt me, to answer the question. My mother was actually the one that hurt me. Because for all these years, and being under her care and household, and I put in scare quotes, care, that she was a terrible judge of character, a terrible leader. She was tyrannical, you know. Like I had also said on, I think it was probably Outlaws panel, and I was telling them about the frayed and fractured and broken relationship I have with my mom, and this is what started a lot of my shit off. Now, you know, like I said on the show, she was very bitter, terribly bitter and angry at my father, because when he was divorced with her, when they had gotten a divorce, the next wife he chose, yeah, he's a fucking simp, mega simp from hell, dude, I'm saying, and he still isn't learning. But anyway, you know, the second wife he went to was a white woman. My dad is black, but he went with a white woman, right? And this highly angered my mom. And so whatever contempt and anger and angst she had towards him, she took it out on me. My mother took her bitterness and anger out on me. Because, yes, I looked like him. I share not only some of the same physical traits as my father, but I also share some character traits of my father. And the negative ones, according to my mom, was always some, you know, his negative traits was always, you know, you look like your daddy shit, you know? And it's... Now, with the advent of social media, and thank goodness for social media, that all of this shit is getting exposed now. And it doesn't even, I mean, I'm but a microcosm of what the black community's like. Especially with the, you know, the strange and weird relationship that most of us black men have had and are having with their mothers. And it's a weird, yucky, Oedipal looking type of a relationship where they're put in as the man of the house and as son husbands as it would be. And they're right. They're not wrong about that. And, you know, my mom throwing all this shit at me. And this was before, you know, I took those a five-year hiatus from even texting this woman. You know, I had blocked, ignored, and ghosted, you know, that relationship. Because I realized that it was not healthy. It's already hell enough. I'm separated from my own daughter and shit. And I'm going to get to that here in a minute. But our relationship, my relationship and with my mom, as far as son and mother is concerned, was very fractured and terribly broken. She was an abusive tyrant to me. It was her that did all of the beatings and not my dad. It was her doing all of the yelling and not my dad. It was her doing all of the bad mouthing and not my dad. Yet, she attributed many of his character flaws onto me, and that was just unfair. That was fucked up. I wasn't even a man yet, and at 11, I was seen as this man of the house, as that were. And years go by, I don't speak with her for 5 years until I realized that, my grandparents' days, may they rest in peace, all right, were numbered, and they were in hospice care. And so I took two different times off to go see them, before they passed away, before they passed on, and I did. And so that I did, I had started back talking with my mother, and she used a certain situation to try to get under my skin. Thank goodness for the pill of truth. Thank goodness for going my own way, that I was able to see through this bullshit, right? Like, check it. A couple months ago, my daughter had turned 18, and last month she had graduated from high school. I was sent a graduation picture of hers, and that little girl that I once had is now an adult. She's no longer this, no longer my baby, And before this, before she graduated, my mom tried to use that upcoming graduation to hurt me with it, And it was bullshit to me. I know all of that was bullshit. I seen through it and saw it for what it was, because she wanted to go. My mother wanted to go to my daughter's graduation. I didn't get to go. And I have my reasons. I definitely have my reasons, because all it would be doing is pouring on gasoline of an already ongoing fire for all these years for my child's mother. So, the graduation time, well, okay, this started a little bit before my daughter graduating. This started last year, once in the summertime in August of 24, and also in the winter of 24, just before Christmas, right? So the first around in August, in that part, this was my grandfather passing away, and had to go back on down to the hometown and put him through the ground, And then we did that, and I was then, talking back with my mother, and it uncovered a lot of bullshit. He says, she was overbearingly and pushingly said, "You're gonna go to her graduation." And I was like, "Nope." I told her, "Nope, I'm not. I'm not. I'm not gonna put gasoline on the drama fire. You're not gonna get that from me. And that's not gonna happen." And so I come back a second time, and this one is to bury my grandmother. You guys already know I lost two grandparents last year. And so I'm at number two, and this would be my grandmother. Both maternal grandparents, by the way. And burying my grandmother here, I heard it again. This was in December. My daughter's graduation was slated in May, like many of your children are, in May or in June, whichever one, right? And she tries this shit again, and I don't take the bait. No, I did not want to go to my daughter's graduation, because the problems I have are with her mother, not with my daughter. But with my mother, excuse me. And when my daughter graduated, and this was here last month, And I get these texts from my mom, bitter and angry that I didn't go and all of that shit, not understanding the reasons at all, and saying that I should just go and talk with the mother of my kid. And I'm like, no, hell no. And all of this shit she's doing, oblivious still as to, she's been through this. But she was the woman in that situation, in which the laws are favoring. The laws favored her. She got the alimony. She got the child support. And let me tell you, from the side of the child that I was at the time, my mother didn't do a lot of anything, really. Terrible supervisor. And she would take the money and go out on these trips and have her little hot girl summer all year round, I mean, and was in perpetual welfare, right? She viewed her so-called job as a mom, a job like any others, and she viewed that welfare as like her paycheck for doing it. Does that make sense, fellas? No? Well, it sure did to her. And fast forwarding over to my daughter's graduation. She's graduated already. I'm getting the graduation pictures, and that graduation picture I had gotten was from my mother. And she was like, "You could talk to the kid's mom. You can talk to her and everything. It's gonna be bad at first." But I told her, no. Human shield is what I said. This is a human shield, and you fell for it. I'm not going to give them that satisfaction of that. I'm not going to go through with the drama that was set up. It was a drama trap. I'm not going through it. She makes her family, okay? You know how, and this is how I put it to my mom, you know how you're quick to not claim anybody that's in our family, in the family, because of marriage? Then, okay. Then my baby's mom is a little different. She lost her mom at 13, her mother at 13, and at an early age due to heart failure. And one thing I'm pretty sure she has gotten from that my child's mom has gotten from that, is that you can make family, and family is what you make of it. And in a real, and you know what? I do agree with that. Whereas my mom doesn't. If it ain't blood, it's not love. Blood's thicker than water, no matter the situation, right? Because there were certain uncles of mine, certain aunts of mine, that, and certain grandparents were grandparents by marriage, and she didn't view that as family in her mind, where I did, And so, yeah, man, I told my mom this in the form of text, of course, because she was texting me. And then there was one thing text that stuck out the most that pissed me off, set me off. But hey, I held the line. My red pill defenses were on fucking high right there when she did this shit. Don't blame your little girl because of this. You're blaming her for all this. And I'm like, and where in my message, in any of these text messages, am I saying that my daughter did this or my daughter did that? I know who to squarely put the blame on, either her damn mother or myself. All right? This has nothing to do with any of this has nothing to do with my daughter. Yeah, it does, but it did the problem that I have, the issue that I have, no, it's not my daughter's fault. It's namely her mother's fault. And I'm gonna lay it at that. And then it dawned on me. Oh, my mom's just butt hurt because she didn't go to the daughter's graduation. And so I'm like, okay, do I need to talk to my father to see any of his siblings, any of his nieces and nephews? Do I need my father to talk to any of them? Adult or not, I didn't need his permission, you know? She could have, my mom could have went to that graduation if she wanted to. You take the slings and arrows. You get into that drama. And yes, man, she is a drama addict. She's an addict for drama. And she blamed a lot of this bullshit, or she said a lot of this bullshit, only expressing her butthurtedness, only her anger, because I'm not doing what the fuck she wants me to do or my child's mother is wanting me to do. Because I see that the mother of my child is holding my child hostage, and she's been holding her hostage ever since that little girl was 4 years old. She's now 19, she's now 18, excuse me, she's now 18, and my mom's gonna play this game. No, she wasn't thinking about me. She wasn't thinking about my daughter. She wasn't even thinking about the child's mom. She was thinking about her damn self and how she would look. And that's bullshit. And that's more selfish, I dare say, nearly way more selfish than my child's mom is being about this whole thing. You know? If I don't owe my mother shit, I don't owe my child's mother shit, if there's anybody I may be owing a great debt to, and that would be my daughter in this situation. And I come back to it, and this is why I'm also laying down this rumination, is this. That is why I didn't talk to my mom for 5 whole years. Didn't text her or nothing. Because there was a trap waiting. There was a trap set waiting me to fall under. The snare was already set, goading me to walk to it. And I don't want to go through it. And fellas, if you're in a situation like this, don't take the bait. Don't take the bait at all. You know, some of you, I get it. You're probably laying down, you know, loads and loads of child support into that. Some of you are still paying alimony toward that, or are paying lifetime alimony for that, you know? And this is, this all goes back to, you know, the actual worth of a woman, really. Because when a guy is rich, this guy is owning, you know, millions of businesses, many businesses. And he's doing this for his damn self. You know, he's doing this for himself as well as his posterity, family, whatever, right? But when a woman is the world's richest woman, it's usually because she has divorced the world's richest man. You know, they don't seem to want to do anything from scratch anymore. You know, not even of the lost arts, like making food from scratch. They can't even do that anymore. There's a difficulty in that nowadays with them doing such. And a lot of the decline you are seeing are from past generations failing the ones up in front of them. And it's bullshit. But on and back to the situation with my daughter graduating, I'm thinking more like, I do not want to get back to talking with my mother again, even though I know on down the line, if, you know, the Most High is willing and able, the universe is the way it is on this side of eternity. You know, I'm going to end up burying my mother or cremating my mom and whatnot. I may end up, you know, living longer than her, right? For the obvious reasons, of course. And I may be the guy that's got to bury her, but I'm keeping in mind and holding the line that I could not deal with gynocrats right now. And if I am, I can only put them at arm's length. You know? And it's a damn shame. But there it is, man. So I'm going to keep doing me. You know what I'm saying? Me doing me. As selfish as it may seem to some of y'all, it really is self-preservation. Self-actualization is the quest and is the road I'm on. And on this path, brothers, you should dare not stray. All right, man. So there's that. And catch you on the next bucket. See you later, brothers.